Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. Joining us now by phone, we have Shane Tucker. He's the Chief Deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I guess we had a drive-by shooting in the Milton vicinity, is that right?
Yes, sir, we sure did. Yesterday afternoon, our deputies were dispatched to a home in Milton after we received a report of a drive-by shooting. According to the complainant, someone had shot into an occupied residence multiple times. Thankfully, nobody was injured, but it is my understanding that one of the bullets passed through a crib. I think the crib was unoccupied at the time, but you know that certainly paints a picture of how horrible this incident could have been. Currently, we think that this probably stems from a previous altercation, and our investigators have already developed a suspect, and they're currently working a case to hopefully bring some charges to that pretty soon. But we'll certainly keep everybody updated on that.
And the thinking is that this was one gunman, multiple gunmen. Do we know yet?
Right now, we think there was actually multiple people involved, but only one person with a gun, as far as the information we have right now.
And, you know, and as you say, a previous altercation, I know a lot of times these kind of incidents stem from, you know, something connected to drugs, something often connected to attempted robberies of drug homes, of drug dealers and things like that. Is there a connection here between drugs or criminal behavior, or do we not see that?
You know, I'm not at this time aware of what the impetus to the argument was. It very well could be. But I just don't have that information.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. Scary stuff. Thank goodness nobody was actually hurt or hit. That's obviously good news. You guys have also been working a case with some ATM scammers or something. Is that right?
Sure have. You know, this is a good win for us. Recently, our deputy started working a case where some suspects had been using ATM skimmers all over the local area, from Okaloosa County, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County. And it's my understanding they were able to steal over $11,000 from these various ATMs and financial institutions. One of the investigators working on it was ours, and he was able to identify the two suspects, and he was able to ultimately locate them Friday afternoon, and they were arrested and charged with a scheme to defraud and grand theft. So we're super happy that we're able to clear that up and hopefully get on the road to some restitution, but it's just a good reminder that when, you know, be careful with your ATM cards, with your credit cards, when you use an ATM, if anything seems out of place or just seems off, move on to another ATM machine and report that. You know, there's all kinds of scams out there, and we just want people to be careful so they don't become a victim like this.
And so this is a skimmer. This would be something that was actually, like, what, inserted into the slot that you put your card into, and it's going to grab the information off of it? Is that, I mean, like, I'm thinking gas stations is kind of that same thing. Is that the idea here?
That's my understanding of how they work. It's something that's actually attached to the machine that is some way able to read the information and capture the person's information, and they're able to clone that card. So if you use your ATM card and PIN number at a machine, they're able to capture that information, then recreate that card and use your PIN number to withdraw money from your account or otherwise use your debit card.
So I know these skimmers are common. My question is, and I've never seen one in action in person, and maybe that's what I ought to try to do, but it's always hard for me to imagine that you can't tell that this is happening, that they're, you know, that they'd be so well designed that you can't see it or feel some different. But you tell me, is it easy to tell that that's happening, or is it really one of those, like, you can't tell the difference if you're a consumer?
The only skimmer that I've ever seen, and certainly I didn't see it in person. I saw photographs through a bulletin of it, and it was relatively obvious. However, it had to be something you were looking for. You had to be paying attention.
Okay.
And unfortunately, most people, when they go to the ATM machine, they're not looking for that. If you were looking for it, you would likely see it. But if you're not paying real close attention, you may not.
Okay, which is, you know, maybe just a good reminder that you've heard about this in the gas station context. You maybe haven't heard about it in the ATM context, but it can be there too. So any place you're putting your card in a thing, pay attention, because it might not be what you think it is. Good advice. Shane Tucker is the Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thanks for informing us. Thanks for keeping us safe and spending a little bit of time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Of course. 8:15, News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And it looks like a lot of the stuff has cleaned up. We were watching the area downtown near a Garden Palafox fire truck, and that police car were on scene, but it looks like that has been moved off to the side. Not showing any problems there. Windhaven looks good, too. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done. Small enough to care, call 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. Text 437-1620 again for traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Can I tell you a funny, stupid funny story?
Me?
I just got ready to read one of the promos for an event, and I'll read it in a second, but it was looking a little fuzzy to me on the screen, and my habit is, well, therefore I can just adjust my glasses, so I literally put my hands up to adjust the glasses that I left at home today.
Yes.
it's so funny how your little habits, right? And because my eyesight is, like, adequate enough to see, just not great, and so anyway, I'm like, what about, I'm adjusting invisible glasses.
You get used to it.
Oh my God, yeah. It's so funny. Northeast Sertoma presents Hogfest 2023 at Pensacola Harley-Davidson. This comes up this Saturday, the 29th. $100 tickets, good for two people. Entry and entry into the drawing for winning a new Harley-Davidson. Every Child, a Reader, a Scambia, and Pathways for Change are the beneficiaries of this wonderful annual event. Also, Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences is proud to announce the Dixon Dub Friday, April. That's this Friday, April 28th, at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Fantastic lip sync battle to raise funds for Dixon School of the Arts. A wonderful organization. Love the stuff that they do. 437-1620, 437-1620, and Bands on the Beach comes up tomorrow night, Gulfside Pavilion, 7 o'clock. Bay Bridge Band is scheduled to take the stage, and every week that's a good time. And the Crawfish Festival, which also comes up this week. So lots of stuff going on this weekend in Seville Square and Fountain Park. I'm Andrew McKay, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Florida Blue's Healthcare Pensacola Center representative today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how Florida Blue can help you understand healthcare options and benefits available as a Florida Blue member. The Florida Blue Center is located on Airport Boulevard and 9th Avenue. Call 850-437-1620 or text in your questions for Florida Blue.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use, as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, afternoons at 11, before Dave Ramsey, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
pickleball. Pickleball is all inclusive. Anyone of any age and ability can play it. It was developed as a recreational game in 1965 in Bainbridge Island near Seattle. Three dads, their kids were bored. They went to the garage. They took some wood. They made a paddle. They grabbed a ball. They chalked some lines out on the driveway. They come up with some rules, and they say, here you go, kids. You're not bored anymore. So here's pickleball. So that's how the game was started.
You weren't expecting the next line of drive to be, so what's pickleball? This was Tracy Klingscales. She was presenting about pickleball to Santa Rosa County for the commission meeting there. Of course, you've got the city of Pensacola is going to be making some decisions about the possibility of leasing out warehouse number 4 for pickleball in the city out on the port property in a warehouse that's rarely used. But it was kind of interesting to me to hear some of this history of this, you know, taking the nation by storm sport.
There's a lot of folklore, I guess, about how it got its name. Some say it's from the inventor's dog that would run onto the court and grab the ball. So the dog's name was Pickles, so that's how it got its name. But in actuality, it's a blend of a lot of sports. So there's a boat called a pickle boat, and they take all of the rowers that were kind of like left on the bench, and they put them all together in a pickle boat, and it reminded the inventors of the pickle boats with all the different sports that the sport was made from. So you can pick whichever one you want to believe.
I feel like calling it folklore is a bit grandiose, but okay, fair enough. But you can come up with your own story. What's your story of how pickleball came to be? We always called it pickle back when I was playing in high school.
I had never heard of it before about 2 months ago.
Yeah, well, and she talks about that, about how much it grew during COVID.
So the growth of pickleball, COVID was great for us. The gyms were closed, swimming pools were closed, you couldn't play basketball, you couldn't swim, you couldn't do anything. So people found pickleball. In 2022, there were 4.8 million people. In just 1 year, we have a growth to almost 9 million that play at least 4 days a week.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was distracted. I got a really interesting note in here. Somebody texted in and said that Tracy Klingscales also plays oboe and is the buddy of this person from the Pensacola Civic Band. And she's won a bunch of medals playing pickleball, which I believe she's a super advocate, right? From Destin, I want to say she was from somewhere, you know, one of those eastern areas. Anyway, but the idea, like in Opa-locka, you know, near Auburn, they have built a pickleball court, 12 courts, operates 24 hours a day.
Opa-locka, Alabama. Anybody heard of this place? War Eagle, right? And I believe Mr. Smith is planning a little vacation there. So this place is very unique to us. They started off with 12 courts, and within a year, they built 12 more. So they have 24. They're all covered. They're all lit. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have plenty of parking. They have bathrooms, showers, lockers, swimming pools. Anytime you want to go play pickleball, that's the place to go.
Swimming pools? What, for like after? You know, go
yeah,
play
like
some...
the way the skateboarders do. Like
oh,
if you're
okay.
drained
right.
out, sure.
I gotcha. Sam Parker.
Recently, it was real recent, the base commander out at NAS Pensacola, one of his boys plays travel ball, and so we see him. And he actually told me, he said, Sam, we need pickleball.
Yeah.
And Pace, he said that it is huge among the military community, especially the spouses.
That's correct.
And so I think the driver is there.
Yeah, obviously, you know, if the military are into it, that's an additional benefit, both in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. This, of course, Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, but Colton Wright?
2, maybe 3 years ago, all of a sudden I heard this thing, pickleball, and I was actually in Dick's Sporting Goods with my kids, and I saw all this stuff, and I was like, what in the world is that? Is it like grown-up wiffle ball? But then it just yeah. grew, and I'm still.
I learned because my husband was a tennis player in college. He went to Clemson, and I mean, he was a big tennis guy. He got old, and his knees started swelling up, and his back started hurting, and we found pickleball. So that's what our life consists of now.
Yeah. Well,
I love her. She's so adorable. You know, my husband, he used to be real athletic. Now he's old, and we play pickleball. So you know, it's just. It's cracking me up.
I like her.
I know. She's adorable. 824 News Radio. So they're talking about this and the need for it and where would you put it and all that kind of stuff. You know, Gulf Breeze has been going through this and, you know, the city of Pensacola is going through this. I mean, just kind of everybody's trying to figure out how do we capitalize on this while it's hot. Also, I think all of us are keeping in mind the fact that a fad may be a fad. A fad may be enduring. A fad may also be done in a year or 2 years. You don't know, right? It could be the racquetball, where you start investing in racquetball courts, and all of a sudden you discover you've got a lot of unused facilities because ain't nobody playing racquetball. And it's kind of a single-use facility. You can't just turn it into a church, right? 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about pickleball now, though. It looks like everything, taking a look around, not showing anything that's going to stop you from getting where you're going. It looks like all of the accidents have been cleared. The fire trucks and the police department that were blocking eastbound Garden and Palafox looks like that's been moved off to the side, too. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I was actually fascinated. I did not know this. Apparently, the pickleball net height is just a little bit different from tennis.
Is it higher or lower, do you know?
She said, and I don't remember. You know, it's never going to matter for me. But it was. I thought it was interesting.
We need to go out and school
I assumed it was the same.
On pickleball.
You know? Fair enough. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I'll be on this side.
There's accusations that President Biden's administration is turning a blind eye to the exploitation of illegal immigrant kids who show up at the border by themselves.
A significant percentage of these children were not responsive to inquiries about their well-being 30 days after they were placed with their sponsor.
There's a report in the New York Times that claims that migrant kids who were placed with sponsors have been forced to work jobs in meatpacking plants and junkyards. The Labor Department's public dashboard showing a 69% increase in child labor violations since 2018. An American Airlines plane forced to make an emergency landing on Sunday after a bird strike may have caused an engine fire. The plane was headed to Phoenix, Arizona, had to be rerouted back to its original departure location in Columbus, Ohio. And the Twitter accounts of dead celebrities now getting blue check marks. A report from Insider says Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, and Anthony Bourdain and other deceased celebrities have had blue check marks added to their accounts since they began their purge of blue check marks last week.
Even though they're not paying?
Right. The checks aren't clearing. How's it happening?
David, thanks for the update. 826, which makes sense, I guess, to avoid, what, after-the-fact imposters. I'm not sure exactly what they're defending against, but okay. Oh, and I looked it up. Sure enough, pickleball nets are shorter than tennis nets. A tennis net at the post is, 42 inches, so 3.5 feet. Pickleball net at the post is 36, so it's a foot and a half. That's a lot.
Maybe no, I could play I pickleball.
Right. Oh, no, sorry. 6 inches. 6 inches. That's still a substantial amount. I mean, that's more than a ball's width. That's quite a bit. 34 inches in the middle for a pickleball net and 36 for tennis, you know, because the middle is lower than mm-hmm. So maybe that's why we were so good the other day at the tennis courts. We were playing on a pickleball and didn't know
it. It might be easier. Right,
there you go. 827. What else do we have? Oh, we got employment numbers out. And employment numbers are pretty good for Florida. We clock in at a jobless rate of 2.6%. That makes us 10th best in the nation, best among big states. And if you look at the list, you know, we are at 2.6% across the state. The states that are a little bit better than us, Missouri, Wisconsin, Utah in the 2.4, 2.5 range. Alabama, interestingly, is at 2.3. North Dakota at 2.1. South Dakota at 1.9. And Nebraska at 2.1. The labor market has improved dramatically. The size of the labor pool has improved dramatically in Florida. And that's part of the good news here as well, is not only do we have, you know, less unemployment than the average, but we also have even more people who are trying to work in Florida than ever before. By the way, the worst big states in the nation, California is almost double at 4.4%. New York is at 4.1%. Michigan is at 4.1%. And I thought I saw Texas on this list was fairly high on the list as well. I'm just not seeing it right now off the top of my head. Anyway, so if you look at these numbers, they're pretty good. Meanwhile, President Trump is attacking Governor DeSantis on, you know, Florida's a horrible place to live. It's terrible. He's running it into the ground. Okay. I mean, you know what I think it is? I think I figured out Trump's strategy. Trump's strategy is he doesn't care about Florida anymore. Like, he figures he's going to lose Florida and he can live with it. But his goal is to tell as many bad things about DeSantis to the rest of the nation who still thinks, because it's the same message that regular media perpetuates, is that DeSantis is horrible and Florida's a hellhole. And so if he just kind of aligns himself with their messaging, then he doesn't really have to persuade anybody of anything. Just remind them that, you know, he agrees with the world that Florida is a terrible place to be. And he figures, look, that's going to cost him the primary here, but he wasn't going to win the primary against DeSantis here anyway, right? So what's the big deal? If he alienates Floridians, he's just alienating people who are going to vote for him in the general anyway. And maybe he figures he doesn't need Florida to win the election? I mean, that's a weird one. But I don't think that attacking Florida and DeSantis is likely to lose him enough Republican votes that it would actually swing the state back. At least I wouldn't think so. I don't know. It's an odd thing that, you know, he's attacking a guy who's not even in the race yet, but he's saying all these things that we look at and say, the what now? What do you mean Florida's a terrible place to live? 10th best unemployment in the nation. Governor DeSantis has done a fantastic job. Are you looking at the same numbers we're looking at, sir? Well, you know, politics over truth, right? 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
The Escambia High School robotics team got a big win over the weekend. We'll tell you more about it right after this update from Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter has been released from prison.
Potter was convicted in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, which happened in April of 2021. The 50-year-old was sentenced to 2 years behind bars and has served 16 months of her sentence. Potter claims she drew her handgun instead of her taser in the shooting by accident. She'll serve another 8 months on supervised release.
Fox's Ted Linder. President Biden meets with the so-called Tennessee Three today.
President Biden commended state representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson for leading a protest at the State House that led the votes on their expulsions in the days following the deadly Covenant school shooting in Nashville. Jones and Pearson were voted out. Johnson survived. County commissions later voted to return Jones and Pearson to office.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president's expected to officially kick off his re-election campaign with a video announcement tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is cloudy and 62 in Pensacola. Seven men were arrested in Okaloosa County last week for allegedly trying to meet up with minors for sex. It was part of Operation April Fools by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, and deputies there say the goal of the operation was to protect kids from online predators. All seven men allegedly drove to a predetermined location to meet with the minors, but instead met with deputies. During the investigation, they also seized a 2021 Chevy Silverado owned by one of the suspects. Thousands of pounds of documents were shredded over the weekend. It's an annual effort to prevent people from becoming victims of identity theft.
There is a case of identity theft occurring every 22 seconds in this country. And one of the easiest ways you can work to prevent that is to shred the information that has your personal information on it. And so we're talking old tax documents, medical bills, anything that's got your name, your address, your birthday, your social security number, all of those facts that people can use to impersonate you.
That's Whitney Lucas. She talked with Channel 3, and reportedly more than 63,000 pounds of documents were shredded at the Shred-a-thon on Saturday. The junior ROTC program at Tate High School had students volunteering at the event as well. The robotics team from Escambia High School brought home a big victory from the NASA Human Exploration Rover Challenge over the weekend. Now, that was held in Huntsville, Alabama at the U.S. Rocket and Space Center. And the goal of the competition was to design and build a space rover that could take on the challenging terrain and explore the moon or Mars. Escambia's robotics team beat out 48 other schools from all across the nation to take the first place victory, and they took second place even when you added in college teams. Big congratulations going out to them. A Shaolin Grand Master was in Pensacola over the weekend teaching Kung Fu and Tai Chi and meditation to students. Grandmaster Sin Quang Ti is the youngest grandmaster in Shaolin history, and he's held that title since 1968. Quang Ti taught students what he calls a walking meditation that he's mastered. He says it helps to connect with your own mind. Governor Ron DeSantis headed to Israel this week. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's more than willing to meet with any American political figures that would like to visit.
I'd meet with every American representative, governor, senator, members of Congress.
And DeSantis also scheduled to be the keynote speaker at an event in Jerusalem, and that'll be organized by the Museum of Tolerance. He also visited Japan here over the weekend, where he met with their prime minister and is reportedly working on setting up direct flights to the nation from here in Florida. Hundreds of pounds of medication got turned into the Escambia County Sheriff's Office for Drug Take-Back Day on Saturday.
The main goal is so we can try to cut down on, you know, overdoses, the medicine getting in the wrong hands. That's the main goal, is to try to cut back on some of that.
And that's Lieutenant Patrick Frazier with the Sheriff's Office. Another goal is to keep those drugs from being flushed down the toilet, which can harm marine life. Drug take-back days are held a couple of times a year, once in April and another one usually in October. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. A couple of accidents to watch out for, but not showing a roadblock. 98 and Quigley Road in Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock. We're still showing that accident in Cantoma, too, at Jack's Branch and Lavanda Lane, but that has been moved off to the side as well. Caution wherever you are. You know that. And if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. Text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Beautiful day today with temperatures warming up near 76 degrees for your high. 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows overnight dropping near 57. Nice weather continues for your Tuesday with a 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High on Tuesday near 78. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app today. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 62. Looks like it's mostly cloudy outside in Pensacola. 64 in Gulf Breeze and 60 in Milton.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple. Absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Your money now. Not a big change this morning. The Dow up 1183 at 33,820.79. The S&P 500 up 487 at 41,38.39. The NASDAQ up 1552 at 12,87.98. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate down this morning at 3.526%. And gold prices up 1,991.80. Silver down at 25.04. Representative Debbie Dingell says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy may be jumping the gun and saying he's got the votes to get his budget approval passed. Speaking on Fox News yesterday, the Michigan Democrat said she believes there's Republicans that are still reluctant to cut spending for education, law enforcement, and veterans. Bed Bath & Beyond filing for bankruptcy as they try to stay afloat. The home goods retailer filed for Chapter 11 Sunday in New Jersey court. The company listed its estimated assets and liabilities at $1 billion and $10 billion. The company said its 360 Bed Bath & Beyond stores and 120 buyback baby stores and websites will stay open for now to serve customers while they begin the process of closing their retail locations. And the CEO of NBC Universal is out now after admitting to having an inappropriate relationship with a female employee. Parent company Comcast announced on Sunday Jeff Shell has stepped down, effective immediately. It's 8:39. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so we've been talking all day about how we got Bed Bath & Beyond is going to be going away, we think. It looks like they're filing for Chapter 11. It looks like, you know, their coupons are no longer going to be good after Wednesday, according to one source I read. You know, it looks like by June, maybe they might be closing all of their stores, which they've been in decline for a while, and they didn't do well during COVID. They didn't manage to capitalize on turning people into online consumers, and, you know, they've had supply chain issues and, you know, just being overpriced and all the different things that people, you know, some people love Bed Bath & Beyond, and other people are like, it's not really my store. You know, Target and Walmart did very good during COVID and managed to capitalize very effectively, and apparently not Bed Bath & Beyond. So this raises the question. I'm working under the premise that Bed Bath & Beyond will be gone by the summer, but it makes me think of this question, 437-1620. What's the store you miss? What's the store that doesn't exist anymore that you're like, oh, man.
Body Shop. Did you ever? I mean, I could see where you wouldn't have gone there. It was they sold makeup and lotions. It's kind of like the Bath and Body Works.
Okay,
but it's not.
Which,
the
by
Bath
the way, can
Works.
I'll just confess. In my head, I know it's not true, but in my head, Bed Bath and Beyond and Bath and Body Works are the same place because their names are too similar for me to distinguish.
Oh, sure,
it's like PetSmart, Petland, and Petco. Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on, brother.
Oh, I can divide all the differences for on those stores
know,
and those
I'm
pet
just,
stores. No,
to
but
me,
yeah,
it's
sure,
all
sure.
One
they
place.
Sound alike. Absolutely. Yeah. Like California and Hollywood.
Same
city state.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's right. No, but I miss Body Shop. Like, they had this Dewberry lotion.
Is that a chain get. That's everywhere?
It was a chain. The first time I saw it was in St. Louis, and I remember, like, because I moved from St. Louis, and mm-hmm. I called the store to order this Dewberry lotion, and they had this, I don't know if they still sell it, but we had a Body Shop in the mall. It's a jewelry store now, but that was my favorite thing to go into. They had lotions, and I know I'm not a makeup, I'm not a girly girl, but when I did wear
that
makeup,
brought
that's
it
where
out
I got
in
it.
You.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. 437-1620, 437-1620. What's your now defunct chain or, you know, something everybody's going to know? And it could be local. I mean, I know that somebody are going to come out. Yeah, Hopkins, I know.
Restaurant.
Immediately. But 437-1620, what's the big box store? Or whatever that you miss that used to be around. Let's see here. Somebody here says, oh, yeah. No, this is Radio Shack. Radio Shack. And listen.
Oh, I miss Radio. I was just thinking of them the other day.
I was never going to be the person to keep Radio Shack afloat. But what Radio Shack had was when you needed that fuse.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, or the mail-to-mail connector or the adapters
exactly.
or all that, not just the mind's eye videos.
They had the Y splitter and they had, you know,
yes.
for all, those of us who do stuff related to sound, even before I was in radio, you know, the fuse goes out on my receiver. Okay, well, there's the where are you going to
yes.
get that? Radio Shack.
Radio
where
Shack
do you get it today?
All.
I mean, you get it online, you know, you can go to anywhere. It might take you
some place have
it's right, going to take you a day or two. You know, to get it, or maybe four or five to get it shipped to you, but you'll get it. And that's obviously why they went away, because you can't make a living on selling Y splitters to tech people like me, you know, or, you know, speaker cable.
You right. Know, no, they had it all.
They
it was
would
great.
Have. And
all the adapters.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
You don't realize how many we go through. Like, all my adapters are gone. And you know why my adapters?
Exactly right. 437-1620. Somebody here says, can you imagine a Radio Shack the size of a Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yes.
Oh, the Radio Shacks were always in big stores. Of course not. They were always. And, of course, Radio Shack was always in the mall or the strip mall.
Right, sure.
And, you know, a lot of that stuff has suffered, too. Let's see. Somebody here says, KB Toys. Oh, yeah. And Toys R Us.
Yeah, I know Toys R Us was gone, but yeah.
And Toys R Us was.
I feel betrayed by Toys R Us.
Well, why is that?
Because when they went out of business, they did. I mean, they were still selling stuff at full price.
Well, yeah.
The store here was not.
You never had the chance to go get your Legos at actual good prices.
No, you never did.
No, they never really did.
The Teddy Ruxpins are always full price.
Let's see. Somebody here says Gafers. That's the local one, right?
Yes, that
Gafers
was a local.
Is local.
Right,
okay, that predates me. Mm-hmm. Steinmart. Oh, interesting. Okay, all right. Sears Roebuck. I can understand. Yeah, mm-hmm. A mainstay, obviously, for decades and decades.
Absolutely.
Back to the days when they'd sell you a house.
Sears used to sell houses. That's
sell
right.
Houses.
Yeah,
you get
sure,
them delivered
the catalogs,
on the rail car.
Right.
Let's see. Big Sporting Goods, downtown Pensacola, Cordova Mall, and University Mall. Okay, not what I'm familiar with. They still have Body Works and airports. Oh, there you go, Candy.
That's Bath and Body Works. Oh, they do probably have some body shops. Yeah, maybe.
Body shop. That's
yeah,
the one.
They
okay.
just don't have it here at Cordova.
Somebody
Mall.
Says Sears. Somebody says Gafer. Somebody says Woolworth. Oh,
I
yeah.
I loved Woolworth.
Another vote
one.
For mm-hmm. Sears. You could build a shortwave radio at a Radio Shack. No, that's true. 437. I wish Shoney's would come back to Pensacola.
Oh, Shoney's.
Okay.
Yeah, that place is the bomb.
Here we're going to start to get a little sentimental for yours truly. Blockbuster. Yeah, worked at a Blockbuster for a long time in high school. You know, that was a pretty cool job. Why do you think I know so many movies? TGNY. What is TGNY?
It's a department store.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. See, you can't know everything. McRae's, Albertsons.
Oh, I miss Albertsons. That was, it's where the Publix is now. It was a chain of grocery stores, and it was
right.
great.
I mean, I know Albertsons, but mm-hmm. I didn't realize they had gone away.
Do you know Monroe from
I've
Frontier Motors?
At Albertsons. Oh, yeah, sure. Monroe Wiley, yeah.
He was the manager of Albertsons, and he was just a great steward of amazingness, like whenever we needed Mardi Gras candy or whatever. He is the best, yeah.
So, Penny's is another one that's gone away.
Penny's.
Family Video, if Blockbuster wasn't your thing, Family Video might have been your thing. I didn't realize Borders. I was looking at a list of, you know, your favorite stores that have gone away. I didn't realize Borders were gone.
I didn't realize that either. That's
apparently
weird.
So. I was never a Circuit City fan. That was never. That was not my place because I'd rather go to Best Buy because of commission versus not commission. You know, Best Buy, no commission.
Oh sure, yeah.
I'll tell you one. This is gonna hurt. You don't remember this until I remind you of it. Music Warehouse.
Oh my God. I haven't thought about those in years.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, but your whole youth, you spent shopping for music at Music Warehouse.
Were you
right?
and I worked at Blockbuster?
Uh-huh.
We didn't work together. We met here in town, but Brent worked at a Music Warehouse.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So he
All
was
right.
one of those. Oh, man. Okay. Lisa Newell from Gulf Breeze, Scooby Subs.
I got you.
I know. You were right. I miss them so much.
And then just a couple other ones here quickly. Del Champs, Kmart. Yeah. Yeah. Got that. What is this?
Arity's Angels. That's a gentleman's club.
That's a different kind of strip mall.
That's a corner
Four,
of a
three,
yeah.
1620.
The street that ends with a fox.
Oh my goodness. All right, Candy, tell them about traffic on the fives.
Come on, man. the standing joke was TGNY stood for Toys, Girdles, and Yo-Yos. The arcade God, from the mall,
great.
Tower Records. Absolutely. These
oh,
are
Tower
so
Records,
great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Man, what a bunch of memories. Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. It looks like all the accidents have been cleared off to the side, so you shouldn't have any problems getting where you're going. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear in the General Chappie James Bridge, or the 3 Mile Bridge. Same bridge. 437-1620. It's all clear, by the way. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 8:48.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like... the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
With the largest selection of in-stock vinyl plank flooring at the guaranteed lowest price, Home Outlet is your destination for all of your flooring needs. Modernize your space with easy-to-install rustic loft stone core vinyl plank, including pad, just $249 per square foot. Or brighten your space with the Sanibel Pier waterproof composite core vinyl plank with pad for only $319 per square foot. Visit the team at your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet to get started on your project today.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
Other companies coming in, they don't know that they're not allowed to build something, a convenience store within 2,500 feet of another convenience store. And the competition breeds success. It's not gonna put somebody else out of business if they run a good business, and it's gonna create a lot of jobs, and it's gonna really help Warrington because it's been like a redheaded stepchild for 25, 30 years, and everybody just bypasses it.
I resemble that remark. 851 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Bill Van Horn talking at the County Commission meeting last Thursday about this kind of adaptation of the Warrington overlay to allow some development, especially for some blighted areas right along Navy Boulevard where things can't open because they're too close to other things. And it's a problem, really, for that overlay that it's preventing businesses from thriving. Jim Kaufman is the chair of the Warrington Revitalization Committee.
I mentioned earlier about how you guys were doing a good job. And one of those things was putting a sidewalk on the west side of Navy Boulevard. And we really appreciate it. It's beautiful. But on the other side of Navy, on the east side, is that dilapidated, blighted gas station at the corner of Winthrop and Navy Boulevard. And that's right on the corridor where our brave service members come in and out of that base to get to our beautiful downtown, this one, right? This is, the sailors like to come here. And they have to see that blighted space. There's blighted spaces all along Navy Boulevard and along Barrancas, along that corridor, but we can fix this one if we just get out of the way.
Yeah, that gas station is awful looking, and it's kind of part of a pattern you see on Navy. It's something that people have been talking about for a while, obviously, trying to, you know, spruce up, refurbish, at least get development going there on that corridor, because it does feel like you're driving through kind of the worst part of town to get to the base, which is not the presentation we'd like. We'd like Navy and that area to just be thriving and booming and prosperous, and that one stretch, once you get past Gulf Beach Boulevard or Gulf Beach Highway, I mean, it looks nasty. That one gas station is like I think it's gray and red and blue and just kind of just looks like an abandoned gas station. You know, it's really awful looking. So anyway, Jim Kaufman was talking about the value of this, and they've got people who want to develop these things.
We have a very thirsty investor who's already bought the property and wants to reopen the gas station that's already there. But because there's a grocery store two blocks away, they can't make a gas station in that spot. And some of the rumors I've heard is that there's talk of making it into a vape shop, and we definitely don't want that over there in Warrington. There's enough vape shops in this town. So if you would, please kindly consider this and pass the ordinance to lift this language from the overlay such that gas station can open.
Yeah, do it. And so they had Mike Kohler, it's his district 2.
I just want to make a comment on this because, as you know, I'm new to this. But one of the first things that came up was the overlay, and it's anti-business. It's clearly anti-business.
Yeah, so they went ahead and voted to amend, and, you know, they did it unanimously. So that's good. It just to get some of that stuff developed, especially because, I don't know, this notion of you can only have one blank in so much of a, why would the government be deciding that? I mean, Lowe's and Home Depot always build next to each other. Seems to work out okay for both of them. You know, I don't
Walgreens and CVS. Yeah,
right. I mean, you know, they find a good look. I mean, just let places build where they're going to build. I don't know what the issue is. Oh, I did think of another one, though. This one is personally painful, a store that's gone.
Oh.
A local Burger Factory.
Oh, I miss the Burger Factory. That place was amazing. I was thinking of that, too, because there was one right over there that closed down.
That's what I was just thinking, because I'm thinking in my head, what's on Navy, what's not on Navy, and that strip mall that they were located in.
I forgot. That was the only reason I used to go down there, and I live over there.
And you know, the sweet potato tater tots, and then they had, they couldn't get a liquor license, that one, because it's too close to the school.
Yes, right, it was very close to that school, yeah.
Anyway, sorry. 854 on News Radio.
I know. Memory lane, I know. I miss Burger Factory.
854 on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, I had a good time at the Shred-a-thon. I'm at that age where, you know, you would think that lifting a few boxes of papers wouldn't, but yeah, no, I'm sore. That's exactly what happens in all those, like, why is my neck, did the Shred-a-thon. Of course, that can be different things, too. It can be like, why is my hand sore? I use chopsticks for one meal. I mean, like, it's just ridiculous.
I twisted my knee this week and getting creamer out of the fridge for dinner, so I feel
you. You need a better story?
Dude.
But I totally understand.
What happened?
Oh, man. My wife, she was, you know, and she's younger than I am. My wife. But she, for like 3 months, her shoulder was messed up because one time she raised her hand up to block out the sun.
It's like, so bizarre.
Come on.
Man. Your body just starts
breaking down.
And you don't realize it's going to happen until it does.
I got to stretch out before I stretch out. 855, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's the worst, man. Thanks, God. Youth is wasted on the young. Pardon me. As we take a look around, it looks like everything is running smoothly. Thank you so much for texting in if you have traffic tips. I'm not seeing any problems now. It looks like 90 is clear, 10, 110. Pardon me, no issues. If you have traffic tips, though, please text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You okay?
Yes, I put powder on this morning, and I put too much on, and when I laughed earlier, I put my shirt over my face, and all this powder blew up into my nose.
Oh, no.
Not like that kind of powder, but like body-to-body powder.
I love you so much.
No, dude, I know, I'm sorry. Now I just feel like I'm over here dying like an idiot. And all this powder flew out like...
Candy always feels self-conscious, like, about her laughing, and so she'll try to stifle her laugh by pulling her shirt up to, like, mute
it or
muffle
it. I know, so it doesn't go out, and it's just, I know, but, like, a whole bunch of powder, it was comical, but it's still there.
God.
It's like...
You're the best.
Yay.
Hey, before Earth Day, which was Saturday, Amy Miller, assistant city, or assistant city administrator over the enterprises, like... you know, Pensacola Energy, the airport, the port. She made a comment. It was about a proclamation in connection with Earth Day. And I'm going to disagree with Amy, who's a dear friend, but I'm going to disagree with her about something here. I'll let her have her say, and then I'll tell you what I think.
And whereas the first Earth Day in 1970 recognized the importance of every person in preserving our natural resources, and that on the first Earth Day, 20 million Americans rallied for a healthy, sustainable environment, and whereas all life forms on Earth have a right to a healthy, sustainable environment, and as caretakers of the planet, we all have an obligation to change human behaviors that contribute to environmental degradation to preserve the Earth's beauty and natural resources. And whereas this obligation extends not only to today's caretakers, but also to future generations of environmental caretakers who will inherit the planet from us.
All right, so agree with 95% of that. Right. And by the way, this is one of the things, you know, conservatives have kind of done poorly over the years is a counter reaction to the hyper leftist environmentalism of the 80s. And conservatives kind of allowed ourselves to be pigeonholed as kind of anti-environment. It was really stupid because, you know, last time I checked, my Bible says that the earth is something we're supposed to be good stewards of, you know, be good tenders of God's garden and take care of stuff. We should care about species and the environment and the planet. It's kind of the place we live. But there's one line right in the middle of this that she says that I disagree with.
And whereas all life forms on Earth have a right to a healthy, sustainable environment.
Yeah, see, that's the one I'm not going to accept. Here's why. Because rights have a particular meaning to me as an ethicist, and rights entail obligations. And it's one thing to say we should be taking care of the environment, we should be taking care of the animals and the plants and all of that. It's another thing to say that those things have rights. I don't think they have rights. I think we have duties. Now, rights entail duties. Duties not always entail rights. So you can, I'm totally on board with you when I say, when you say that we have duties and we should, but that's not the same thing as saying that those things have rights. Because when you start talking about rights, then you start talking about things that are inviolable. And no, I mean, you know, it's okay to eat the animals. It's okay to eat the weed. It's okay to cut down the trees. We should still be good stewards in general. So it's not the issue of should we take care. It's the issue of do those things have rights against us? And the answer there is no. Quick future news here. What's going to go? Is Bed Bath & Beyond going to close, do you think?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. What's going to go there?
Spirit Halloween, baby.
A liquor store, a mattress store, a Family Dollar. will we get all the civilians out of Sudan, American
yes.
civilians out of
I
Sudan?
I hope so.
Boy, I sure hope so. But right now it does look a little bit dicey on how to make all of that happen. Well, that's it for us. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow morning. Stick around for Tammy.